Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Investing. I'm Tim Diesel. Today we're going to talk about the closing. So congratulations, you closed on your transaction. What do you do? If you have any questions on this at all afterwards, www.dieselcommercial.com and reach out to us. We'll be glad to help you out. All right. This part of the process can be overwhelming. So I'll dissect it into smaller pieces for you. First, I want to talk about the types of properties, and then I'll split it up into performing and non-performing assets, but it's a little bit different. Okay, so let's suppose you closed on a multifamily apartment building. The first thing is management. Who's managing it? Have you decided that? Through this process, you should already know who's going to be in charge. Whether it's going to be you or a management company, really doesn't matter. Somebody's got to be responsible for the operation. All right. Now, if you're buying a property that's stabilized, it's different. So let's talk about that first. If you're buying a property without any deferred maintenance, so you're this thing is spinning like a top, all you got to do is just kind of plug and play. You want to avoid unnecessary spending the first year. Do not make the mistake of getting in there and saying, I want to fix up the cabinets and I want to do all that. Don't do any of that. Give yourself time to understand the property and your tenants. Get to know it a little better. You'll find out what's happening with it. You'll find out about the water heater. You'll find out about the AC systems. You'll know about the roof. You'll know about it. It's different when you own a property the first year. Maybe your projections aren't exactly the same as you planned. Now, if you're repositioning the property, so you're buying a property that has problems, take care of the major items first. Roof, HVAC, parking lot, windows, whatever it is. Depending on the size of the unit you're dealing with, begin turning them over. So if you're working with a 20-unit building, don't start kicking people out. Work on what's vacant. So if you have one or two vacancies, start those right away and clean them up, rent them out. Evict the people that are not paying immediately. Don't waste any time, because if it goes 2 or 3 months and they're not paying you, you're going to set yourself up for failure. Because remember, you've inherited those tenants. You don't really know very much about them. Now, if it's you who's screening them, you kind of know them a little bit more, but you're the new guy on the block. You don't know what you're dealing with. They don't know you. And get rid of the bad ones. Start your marketing. Get new tenants. Track. Get a new system. Get the new tenants on better leases. A lot of times we buy these properties and these owners, they don't have the best leases in the world. The paperwork is really sloppy. I'll cover rentals and leasing in another episode, just so I can give you guys a little more of a detailed breakdown. Ideally, you have estimates from your inspections at this point. So from our inspection process, we kind of know who we want to work with. We've done our roof estimates. We've done our flooring, whatever it may be. So these guys should have been scheduled. They should know what's going on. They should know if they have the job or not. You want to hit the ground running. I can't stress that enough. You do not want a month or two to go by and you're still waiting for your roofer to get up there. Okay. Now, separate property. If you purchased retail, medical, warehouse, anything other than multifamily, same idea on a performing property. You don't want to overspend. You want to understand what's going on. Ideally, you want to start with leases, though. Where can you pass some of the expenses on to the tenants? So on a commercial property, you can do that a little differently than an apartment. An apartment, most people stay for a year, maybe two. Most people that are buying a sandwich shop are not going to sign a one-year lease or a gym or something. They're usually in there for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. So it's a little bit different. Now, sometimes you may have a retail tenant that might have 2 years on their lease and they're not at market rents. You're kind of stuck. There's nothing you can really do. And maybe they have an option. Maybe after the first 5 years, they have an option to expend. They might take it, they might not, who knows? So you're going to have to play that by ear and just kind of see what you're walking into. Now, if you have a vacant unit, as always, start there. Start making the vacant units look beautiful. Right away, get the repairs done. You should have already had these people lined up. And unfortunately, the problem is once you close, the work is just starting. It's not really the getting to the deal. It's getting out of the deal. That's the tough part. So get the work done. Don't waste any time. Another big thing to remember here is what was your goal in the beginning? When we started this, we talked about your goal. Well, if your dream is now a nightmare, then this is going to be a problem for you. A lot of times you'll hear people say real estate, it's great. Unfortunately, real estate is not liquid and it's very hard to get out of if you're into a bad deal because you're almost always going to lose money on it to get out of it. And it takes a long time. Very rarely you'll see maybe an all cash buyer and they'll get you out of the deal in 30 days or something. But if you're in a bad deal, it's going to be a tough one. So take your time. Figure out what you want to do. If your goal was to keep it for a while, then maximize the cash flow. If your goal was to sell it, then you should start positioning it right away for selling. So basically, I just walked you guys through a process of how to close on your first deal. I'll start giving you more tips along the way. Also, if you're a broker, whether it's in Florida or another area anywhere else, same offer. Reach out to us. Glad to help you out. We help brokers all the time. We work with brokers in other states all the time. And I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you have anything else, I'll see you guys next week.